Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
There's all sorts of uncertainty around it, although can you believe that we are not far away from the start of the AFL season?
Right.
A lot of question marks, obviously, about how things are actually going to pan out given this current year, but the season kicks off in March.
Okay.
With the pre-season coming to Mandurah March 7 for the Eagles and Dockers game.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, there will be, we know for sure, new rules and regulations being rolled out. There's reduced interchanges. They go back to 20-minute quarters. They were reduced, obviously, for last year.
Yeah.
And all AFL players have been instructed not to hug and to tone down on goal celebrations. So, no problem for the Dockers then.
Brutal.
I'm kidding.
Oh, dear.
A little bit. Welcome to a weird, humid old Wednesday.
Very humid. You could carve the air with a knife.
You could. Oof. I don't think you'd want to. What would you do with it after you'd carved it?
Oh, you'd drink it.
It'd be like pudding.
It was such a warm night. It was.
It poured in the middle of the night. Like, I kind of woke up to, like, what's going on there? Everything's fences oddly damp. It's strange.
Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah, probably not enough rain.
Not enough.
Whatever it was.
No.
I didn't hear any. I heard maybe two drops before bed up our way.
And not enough to cool things down.
Oh, no.
I noticed.
Didn't
sticky,
relieve anything.
Sticky as. So. Yeah. Well, there is, I noticed, a cyclone threatening up north. So.
Yeah.
Probably the reason.
Next couple of days it should cool down, hopefully. Looking, I think it's only around 28-ish for the weekend, which is good.
Right. Okay. Well, then.
Nice and cool.
Well, assuming.
Compared to 36 that we've been having.
Assuming it's not also humid.
Yeah.
Like it is for the whole
time.
It
looks like it should be clearing up.
Perth Scorchers had another win.
Yeah, look at him go.
Second on the Big Bash League ladder after defeating Brizzy by 59 runs. Some pretty impressive bowling all around there, or less impressive batting, I guess, on Brisbane's part. But anyway, it's good news.
Good job.
I know. I'm looking forward to seeing how this season turns out suddenly after the way it started. Yeah. It didn't look that way, but anyway. And look, I also, can I just admit and pay attention and write this down? I miscalculated.
Right.
You could also phrase it another way. You could say I was wrong. Okay. Just okay. Have you got that on tape?
I'm ready.
Joe Biden gets sworn in tonight.
Yes.
It's very difficult calculating times and dates sometimes between here and America.
Say?
I think I said he was due to go in after midnight last night. Anyway.
Right. Yeah, it's tonight.
It's tonight. And yeah, Donald Trump's on his way out. His youngest daughter, Tiffany, announced her engagement on the last day that the family spent in the White House.
Okay.
So the 27-year-old law school graduate is marrying Michael, who's a 23-year-old billionaire business executive.
Okay. And does she think someone would care?
Well, she took a photo in one of the kind of colonnades outside the White House.
So she just wanted to get it in there quickly before they left.
I think she wanted the photo off.
Yeah.
It's like, let's, you know.
She wanted a quick photo and to be able to say that she was in the White House.
Let's be honest. I mean, to be fair, the White House is the perfect wedding reception venue. Like, if you want to get,
it's already,
you know,
white.
It's catered. It's perfect. It's got all the photo opportunities you could possibly need. Anyway. And then, you know what? After all this is done, it's our turn.
To be president.
It is. No, to get engaged, Nikki. No.
Oh, wow. Are you going to let me know about that?
No. No, no, no. Our turn for an election.
Oh, yes.
March.
How exciting.
Yeah. Almost as exciting. Yeah, so we're just over a month away from a state election.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Can't wait.
No, that's right. Meantime, there's something very, very Australian. I've been watching, friends of mine have been posting this on Facebook for the progress. It's possibly the most expensive price paid at auction for an Australian-made road car.
Okay.
This is coming, I guess, because Holden are all done, obviously. An extremely rare Holden special vehicle, Malu Ute, a GTSR W1, one of four built, is currently, they haven't sold it yet, but bidding for it has passed the $1 million mark. This is a full fortnight out from before the hammer falls. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's getting closer now. But it's gone over $1 million. No one revealed the price that they paid for the vehicle originally, but it's believed to be somewhere around $330,000 to get it built by Holden.
Right.
And resale, obviously, quite useful.
It's one
of the few examples of vehicles that you can take off the lot and actually make a profit. Meantime, a sedan version is currently on offer for about $605,000. $1,000. And again, they probably, so yeah, if you want to get a slightly cheaper version, go the sedan. You know, they say the best career move an artist can make is to die. you know, okay. And that instantly increases the value of their
true.
Work. Well, apparently it happens with cars as well. RIP Holden, yeah. But there are some people sitting pretty at this stage.
Yeah, we had a Holden and we sold it right when they shut down. Like,
idiots.
God
look
damn
at you.
It.
Crazy.
God damn
insane.
It.
Insane. Oh, well. I mean, just hang on.
For how long, though? How long do you hold on to the piece of crap car?
Well, you know, there's no rules about these things, but give it a couple of years at least.
Yeah.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
All right, the state election is happening in March, people, March.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Correct response. And we are reminded, as you may have heard, to make sure we're correctly enrolled. If you've moved since the last election or you turn 18 before March 18, it's worth a look at elections.wa.gov.au. Another reminder, Mandurah's Longest Australia Day weekend kicks off on Saturday.
Woohoo!
There's the Water Laser. The what?
Water Laser.
I know, you're asking. You're curious. Mm. The Water Laser Light Spectacular. Each night, backyard cricket on the foreshore, music, cultural tours and the great Aussie barbecue and then citizenship awards and ceremonies on Tuesday. That's the 26th. Mm. Our website has more, coastlive.com.au. And, you know, Nikki, it's National DJ Day.
Is it just?
In this case, celebrating the US radio guy, Alan Freed, also known as Moondog, because everyone has nicknames on radio. Didn't
okay.
You know that?
haven't got mine yet. He was a real radio person.
Give it time.
Maybe one day.
The first radio guy and concert promoter to push rock and roll.
Okay.
In fact, he was the one credited with bringing the phrase to mainstream use, talking back in the 1950s. Mm. So he's a bit of a pioneer.
Wow.
Today marks the anniversary of his passing in 1965. So the guy that kind of gave birth to us all. And there's a phrase you don't hear very often. Anyway. it's also National Penguin Day, so maybe a trip to Penguin Island.
Penguin suit on.
There you go, penguin suit.
On Penguin Island.
It's also National Cheese Lovers Day.
Oh, how good.
Yes, not foot cheese.
Great day. Foot cheese?
Regular cheese.
Ew, I don't think anyone was thinking of foot cheese until you said that, for okay. Sure.
So anyway, on an unrelated topic, wash your feet.
Ew. 97.3,
Coast FM. The Coast
FM. And with entertainment news come from 100% WA Jarrah, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Lady Gaga, Bruce Springsteen, Foo Fighters, John Bon Jovi, John Legend and New Radicals are just some of the performers set to perform at Joe Biden's inauguration tomorrow morning, our time. Now, the TV special will be called Celebrating America and will be hosted by Tom Hanks, featuring speeches.
Wow.
Yeah, no, all-star cast. Featuring speeches, of course, by the President and Vice President-elects Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Performances and appearances from Kerry Washington, Justin Timberlake and more as well.
Goodness me.
Yes, quite the event. Kelly Clarkson has covered Tracy Chapman's Give Me One Reason on her talk show this week as a part of the Kellyoke segment.
Give me one reason to stay here. Oh, give me just one reason why I should stay.
As always, flawless.
Nails every song. Now, Pearl Jam has sent a cease and desist letter to Pearl Jam.
Aye?
Now, that's Pearl Jam with two M's. Pearl Jam has reportedly sent the letter to the British Tribute Act because the band is damaging the Pearl Jam brand and confusing fans.
Really?
The letter also demands that the Tribute Act Pearl Jam destroy all merchandise with the band's name as well as email addresses and web domains attached to the tribute group. It's a bit harsh.
Seems a little bit over the top.
The tribute band has written a letter to Pearl Jam on social media, writing that Eddie Vedder and the company have broken their hearts. Bless them.
Aww.
And they're legal papers, with the legal papers, and they appeared on the BBC to say this.
No one's ever come to a show, got to the end of the show, came up and demanded money back because they were expecting to see Pearl Jam play at the Garage in Highbury.
Which I think is fair enough.
Yeah.
You know it's a tribute act.
Everybody would be well and truly aware that it's not Eddie and the boys.
Yeah. Oh, the poor things have broke their hearts.
Pearl Jam are turning into Disney. What's going on?
Stop that. And Weezer is releasing a new album next week. The album is called OK Human and will drop next Friday, January 29th, with the album's first single, All My Favourite Songs, out this week. They also have another album due out in May. So there's two brand new Weezer albums on the way in a matter of months.
OK Human, is that like a reply to, was it OK Computer? Wasn't it a Radiohead album?
I don't know, maybe. Wow. There you go.
What an obscure reply album that would be if it was.
Yeah.
Hey, to be honest, just the fact that Weezer are releasing music is pretty obscure right now.
Crazy.
There we go.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.